Brachis Yerushalmi corresponding to Brachis Bavli, Daf Nun Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach and Vadalas at the Mishnah. Beishamai Oimim, Ne Mazoin, Besamim Havdala. Beishamai say, if one must bless after the meal and say Havdala on Masay Shabbos, we make the Brachis in the order of candle, Bechas Mazoin, the fragrances, and Havdala. Say, we bless on the candle, fragrances, bechas mazon, and avdallah. Veshamay imim, shebara ma'or ha'ish. Veshamay say that the text of the bracha is, shebara ma'or ha'ish, he created the light of fire. Veshamay imim, boire ma'or ha'ish. And Beisil says, it's boire ma'or ha'ish, he created the lights of the fire. The Gemara says, Tani am Rabbi Yehuda l'nechaku veshamay Beisil, ala mazon, shehu betchila v'avdallah shebasayif. Amanechaku ala ma'or, ala besomim, to beishamay oimim, besomim ma'or, beisil oimim, ma'or, or besomim. The Buddha says that beishamay and beisilal don't argue about bechza mazin, that means that first, it comes first and havdalah comes last, about what do they argue about the candle and the fragrances. Beishamay say, first the fragrances and then the candle. Beisilal say, first the candle and then the fragrances. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem Rav, halacha kedibay misha oimim, besomim, achakach ma'or. Abba and Ravina, quoting Rav, said that Halacha follows the one who says, first the fragrances and afterwards the candle. Beishamay oimim, kois b'yaminoi, v'shemen oiv b'smoiloi, oim ala kois v'chakach oime al shemen oiv. Beishamay say he holds the cup in his right hand and the fragrant oil in his left hand. He says the blessing on the cup and afterwards on the fragrant oil. Beisilo oimim, shemen oiv b'yaminoi, v'kois b'smoiloi, v'oime al shemen oiv, v'tachu b'roish ha'shamash. Beisilo says he holds the fragrant oil in his right hand and the cup in his left hand. He says the blessing on the fragrant oil and he smears it on the servant's head, lest he go out with a scented hand. Imay Hashemesh Tamid Chacham Tachu B'Kaisel Shein Shvachis Tamid Chacham Yotzei Mevusam. If the servant is a Chacham, then he smears it on the wall, because it's not praiseworthy for a Chacham to go out scented. Abba Baba Chana Rav Chuna Haven Yasvin Achlin V'Haven V'Zira Kaim Mashamesh Kemihoin. Abba Baba Chana and Rav Huna were sitting and eating. Rabbi Zeir was standing and serving in front of them, carrying both of them the wine and oil in one hand. Amalei Abba Baba Chana, Mayadich Charisa cut in. Abba Baba Chana said to Rabbi Zeir, why do you do so? Is your other hand cut off? V'kaasulei Avui, Amalei loim misteich da'at Ravia v'hu koyim meshamish, v'oid du koyin v'ama shmul hameshtamish v'kohuna ma'al, at Mekele Everdahu Rav to Ravava at Kaim and Meshamesh Tachtoi. Abba's father was angry with him and said, isn't it enough that you sit and he stands and serves you? And also he's a Kohen, and Shmuel says that one who uses a Kohen, uses Kohanim to serve them, transgresses Me'ilah, which, and furthermore you belittle him as well. I decree that he sit and you stand and serve instead of him. Minayin and Meshamesh B'Kohunimal, what's the source that one who uses Kohanim transgresses Me'ilah? Rabbi Acha b'shem Shmuel Amal, v'o amr lehem, atem kodesh l'ashem b'kelim, kodesh ma kelim mishtamash b'hem ma'al, afa mishtamash b'kayhanim ma'al. And Rabbi Acha, quoting Shmuel, says that we quote the pasuk in Ezra, pe'ches, pasuk chofches, and I said to them, you are holy to Hashem, and the vessels are holy. Just like kodesh kelim, one who uses and transgresses me'ilah, also one who uses kayhanim transgresses me'ilah. Piska Beishamay Oimim Shebara V'chule. We quote from the Mishnah, Beishamay says, he says Shebara, that Hashem created Ma'or Ha'esh, the light of the fire. Adatim Beishamay Asher Bara Pri Hagofen, Adatim Beishilol Boirei Pri Hagofen. The Gemara asks, according to Beishamay, the bracha for wine should be Asher Bara Pri Hagofen, that he created the fruits of the Geffen, of the vine, and according to Beishilol, it should be Boirei Pri Hagofen. Yain mischadish b'chol shana v'shana, ha'esh enim mischadish b'chol shah. And we answer all agree that it's boirei pri hagofen, because wine is new every year, fire is not new all the time. Ha'esh v'akilayim, afapi shol nivru m'sheshet yimei breishes, aval alu machshava m'sheshet yimei breishes. Fire and crossbreeds, even though they were not created in the 6 days of creation, they came to Hashem's mind, so to speak, from the 6 days of creation. It's as if they were already created then. Ha'kilayim, the Gemara asks, therefore, then, Kilayim, when was it created? Uvenetziv oin, aya va'ana, hu ana asher matza, esa yemim, v'amidbar, ma yemim. We quote from the Pasuk in Breishis, Pasuk Lamedvav, Pasuk Kostalad. And these are the sons of Simeon, Aya, and Anna. Here is Anna who found Yamim in the desert. And the Gemara asks, what are Yamim? Rav Yehuda ben Simon Omer Hamyonas. Rav Yehuda ben Simon answered, these are atypical people. Rabban Amrin Hayamim Chetzev Sus Chetzev Chamor. And second answer is the Rabbanan who say they are mules, half horse and half donkey. Ve'elehen Simonim, all of the Simonim, the identifying marks to know which parent is a horse and which was a donkey. If the mothers of two animals are from different species, one may not mate the children or make them work together. Amr Yehuda Kosher Aznov Kutanois Imoy Sus Va'aviv Chamor. V'doylois Imoy Chamor Va'aviv Sus. Rav Yehuda answered, if the ears are short, the mother was a horse, and the father was a donkey. If the ears are long, the mother was a donkey, and the father was a horse. Rav Yimana, Mefakel Le'elein de Nesia, in Be'isun, Mizvun, Mulion, Dehoin, Zavnin, Elein de Udnei Hoin, Tekikin, She'imai Susa, Va'aviv Chamo. Rav Yimana commanded people of Anasi's house, if you want to buy Mulion, which is mules, from a female horse, but those whose ears are short, the mother was a horse, and the father was a donkey. Ma asa, you should say, va'ana zimen chamayua v'hele aleha sus zocha v'yatz mehem veda. What did Anna do? He took a female donkey and brought a male horse upon it to mate with it, and a mule resulted. Ama kodesh baruch hu, lahem atem hevesem la'olam davashu mezikan, af ani mevi, you should say, aleihem davashu mezikan. Hashem said to mankind, you brought to the world something that damages them, also I will bring upon them something that damages them. Ma asa, a kodesh baruch hu, zimen what did Hashem do? He took a snake and brought a toad on it, and a chabarba resulted. No one will ever tell you that a chabarba stung him and he lived, or that a rabid dog bit him and he lived, or that a mule kicked him and he lived. This is only if it's a white mule. If not, he could live. Ha'esh, the Gemara asked, fire, when was fire created? Rabbi Levi, v'shem Rabbi Bezira, shloshim v'shesh sha'is shimsha oisa ha'ora sh'nivreis b'yem ha'rishoin, sh'temesei be'er Shabbos, u'shtemesei be'lel Shabbos, u'shtemesei b'Shabbos. Rabbi Levi, quoting Rabbi Bezira, said, for 36 hours, the light that was created on the first day of creation served, means illuminated the world, 12 hours of Erev Shabbos, 12 hours on Friday night, and 12 hours on Shabbos day. Haya Adam HaRishon mabed boi mesayfa olam v'ad sayfai. Adam HaRishon saw through it from one end of the world to the other. Kevin shalai paska ha'ora hischil kol ha'olam kuloi m'shoyre sh'ne'emar tachas kol ha'shamayim yishoyrehu lemi sh'oyre al kanfois ha'oriz. Once it didn't cease, means when Shabbos night came, the entire world began to sing, and we quote the Pasuk in Iyov, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, beneath the entire heaven I have seen it. To who? To the one whose light is upon the ends of the earth. Ken to Yasa Shabbos, Hifchil, Meshamash Choshech, Uba, Venisiawe Adam, Uba Amma, Elu Hu Shekosav Boy, Hu Yishofech Oish, Va'ata Tishofene Ek Akev, Shema Bala Nashchini, Va Amar, Ach Choshech Yishofeni. Once Shabbos ended, darkness began to come. Adam feared and said, the snake about whom it says, he will crush your head and you will bite his heel. Perhaps he will come to bite me and I cannot see him. And it says, in Tehillim Kuflam Atef Pasuk Gedalef, darkness will darken me. And Rabbi Levi, Ba'isa Shah, Zimna Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shnei Ra'afim, Vehekishim Zeh Lazeh, Yatsnehim Ha'or, Adarud Echsev, Belayla Or Ba'adani, Ba'adani Ubeirach Alea, Ba'yum Reha Ish. Levi says, at that time, Hashem took two rocks and banged them together, and fire came out. About this, it says in Tehillim Kuflamates, Pasuk Yudalaf, in that same Pasuk, light will be as light about me. And he made a bracha on it, Boyre Ma'oyre Ha'ish. Shmuel Amar Lefichach Mvorchen Ha'ish B'Matzei Shabbos Shehi Trilas Priyasa. Shmuel says, this is why we bless on fire on Matzei Shabbos, because it was the beginning of its creation. With Huna B'Shem Rabbi Abor B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Af Matzei Yom Kippurim, Rav Huna, quoting Rav Yavor, quoting Rav Yochanan, said also on Matzei Yom Kippur, one blesses on it, because the fire rested the entire day, as one wasn't allowed to burn. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ein revokim al aneh, v'al abesamim shal goyim, v'al aneh v'al abesamim shal mesim, v'al aneh v'al abesamim shal lifnei avodah zarah. We may not bless on a candle or fragrances of Gentiles, or of the dead, or in front of idolatry. We may not bless on a candle unless we can benefit from it. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbi Yaakov Pemi Rabbi Yirmiyah Mevochen Al Basamim Shel Goyim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, we may bless on fragrances of Gentiles. Ma'al Palig, does he argue with our Mishnah? Ki Yimune Memasav Lifnei Chanoisa. The case is, no, it's in front of his store, means our Mishnah forbids only what he lights at his parties, which are assumed to be for idolatry. Hashoshes Afapishalei Kavas Mevochen Alea. A lantern, even if it did not extinguish, means it was burning from before Shabbos, one may bless on it. A lamp, or it means a candle in his lap, or in a lantern, or he sees it through a glass. If he sees the flame but cannot use the light, or he can use the light but cannot see the flame, one may never bless until he sees the flame and can use the light. Five laws were said about a coal and five about a flame. Gacheles shel hekdush ma'alin bar v'hashel sheres lo'inenem v'lo ma'alin. A coal of hekdush, then the laws of mi'ilo apply to it, and a flame of hekdush, one may not benefit, but mi'ilo would not apply to it. Gacheles shel avodazor asur v'shel heves miteres. A coal of idolatry is forbidden, and a flame is permitted. Hamoda anor mechavira asur begachalte umuta v'shel havasai. One who is Mudah Hanor, which prohibits his friend from benefiting from him, his coal is forbidden to him, but his flame is permitted. One who takes out a coal into the public domain on Shabbos is liable, but one who takes out the flame is exempt. We bless on a flame, but we don't bless on a coal. If the coals were still glimmering, one may bless. Rabbi Yochanan, the Tzion, b'shem Rabbi Nachum bar Simoi, bovad, and iktefes. Rabbi Yochanan of Tzion, quoting Rabbi Nachum bar Simoi, said he's exempt for taking out a flame only if he fanned it and it jumped from the matter that was burning. If not, he's liable for taking out that which was burning. Tani goy shehidlik misol v'yisol shehidlik megoy. Advice of teachers that one may bless on a Gentile's fire that he lit from a fire of a Jew, and on a fire of a Jew that was lit from a Gentile's fire. The question is, granted a Gentile from a Jew's flame, the fire rested on Shabbos, but why does it permit a Yisrael who lit from a Gentile? The fire didn't rest on Shabbos, and if you say that he blesses on the addition to the old flame, we should also permit even a Gentile from a Gentile. Ashkach tani goy migoy eim avachim. Advice was found, though the teachers that a Gentile from a Gentile, one may not bless. V'yavol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, mavoy shukul goyim v'yisol echad dar v'seichay, v'yatsa misham ha'or mevachin alea b'shor oisa yisol shasham. V'yavol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said if a mavoy, an alleyway, is inhabited totally by Gentiles, just one yisol lives there, and light came from it, one may bless on it due to the, we can attribute the light to have come from the yisol. V'yavol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, eim avachim, leila b'som shal leila shabbos b'tiveria, quoting Rabbi Yochanan says, we don't bless on the fragrances of Friday night in Tiberia, or on the fragrances of Matzah Shabbos in Sipoirin, or on the fragrances of Thursday night in Suya, for they are for another matter, which means their scented clothing for the honor of Shabbos, or to soften the pain of a departure, or simcha of its imminent arrival. They are not for smelling. We may not bless on a candle or fragrances of the dead, the Mishnah said. Quoting Rabbi Yossi b'Chanina, said that this is if they are above the bier of the mace, but if they are in front of the bier of the mace, we may bless, as I say, that they are there for the honour of the living. We may not bless on a candle or fragrances of idolatry. The question is not of Gentiles the same as saying of idolatry? Why were they both taught separately? Departe b'avodah zo shel Yisrael, the answer is it teaches about idolatry of a Jew. The Mishnah says we may not bless on the candle unless we can benefit from it. The source is the Vizera Bray de Bebo, that says in Bracious Allah Fosak Dalad, Hashem saw the light that was good, and then after it says, and Hashem separated between the light and the dark. Amr Brachia, Kach Doshu Shnegadeli Oilam of Yechon of Shem and Lokish, Vayadelakim Abdullah Vadai. Rabbi Rachia said, so expounded the two great Chachamim of the world, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, by Yavdel Lekim, a definite separation. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Amar, Havdilu Lai. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon said he separated it for himself, means it's not proper for others to use that light. Rabban Amim, Havdilu, the Sadiqim Asit Lave. Rabban said he separated that light for the Sadiqim in the world to come. Mashalai Mashalai Mada Vadayme, Lamech Shahayu Lai Shnei Is Tartigin, Zoime, and Mishash Bayim, Zoime, and Mishash Bayim, Kaol, a Rishon, the Amalai Ploini, Hayim, Yet Chomech, Kaol, a Cheni, the Amalai Ploini, Halaila, Yet Chomech. They give a parable, it's like a king who had two appointees. This one said, I will serve during the day, and this one said, I will serve during the day. He called the first one and told him, Ploini, the day will be your jurisdiction, and he called the second and told him, Ploini, the night will be your jurisdiction. Adahud Echsiv, Vayikra, Elikim, Lao, Yoim, Vagayme, Lao, Amalai, Hayoim, Yetchomech, Lechoshech, Amalai, Halaila, Yetchomech. And this explains when in the Pasuk we had in Pasuk Heva, Hashem called the light day. To the light he said, the day will be your jurisdiction, and to the darkness he said, the night will be your jurisdiction. Amav Yochanan, who Sha'ama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eyov, HaMemech Sevisa B'Boike Yadata Ashacha Mekoymoi Yadata Eze Mekoymoi Shel O Sheshes Yimei Breshes Eichan Nignaz. Rav Yochanan said this is what Hashem told Eiv in Eiv Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Yud Beis. In all of your days did you command the morning? Did you tell the dawn its place? Do you know what is the place of the light of the 6 days of creation where it was hidden? Amar Tanchuma Amar Ana Amrith Tama The Tanchuma says, I learned it from the Pasuk in Yishai Pek Memhei Pasuk Zayin. Hashem forms light and creates darkness, he makes peace. From when they were created, he made shalom between them. The Mishnah said, we may not bless on a candle unless we can benefit from it. Rav Amar Yerusu, Shmuel Amar Yerusu. Rav said that the text says Yerusu using the letter Aleph, and Shmuel said it should be Yerusu with the letter Ayin. Both of them refer to getting benefit. Manda Amar Yerusu, Ach Bezois Ne'es Lochem, Manda Amar Yerusu, Ladaf Lo'us, Es Yaif Dabar. The one who said Yerusu with an Aleph supports it from the Pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Lamadalad, Pasuk Tezvav, that literally means, but with this, however, we will consent to you. The one who said Ya'usu with the letter Ayin supports it to my Pasuk in Yishai Perek Nun Pasuk Dalad. It literally means to know to establish time for the saint for his word. Taman Tanilan Kesed Ma'avrin Esaroim Rav Amar Ma'avrin V'Shmuel Amar Ma'avrin. Mishnah says, how are we Ma'aber, a city which has appended outskirts before measuring its chum? Rav says that the text is Ma'avrin with the letter Aleph. And Shmuel says Ma'avrin with the letter Ayin. Manda Amar Ma'avrin Maisifin Aiva, Mandam Ma'avrin Ki Ishu Ba'a. The one who says with an Aleph says it's like adding a limb. The one who says with an Ayin is like a pregnant woman. Taman Taninun Lefnei Eideim Shogayim, Rav Amar Eideihem, Shmuel Amar Eideihem. The Mishnah teaches that before Eideihem, the idolatry festivals, Rav said Eideihem is spelt with an Ayin, and Shmuel says Eideihem is spelt with an Aleph. Manda Amar Eideihem, Kikav Yamidam, Mandama Eidehem, Eidehem Hema, Valyu, Valyadu, Nemanya, Yevashu. The one who said to spell it with an Aleph, he learns it from the Pasuk in Jamna Habeis Pasuk Lamatei, because the day of their festival has come close, and that's Eidam is spelled with an Aleph. The one who says an Ayin, he learns it from the Pasuk in Shai, Peg Mem Dalad, Pasuk Tes, referring to idols, it says, and they are their witnesses, they neither see nor hear, nor do they know, so they be ashamed. Ma makayim Shmuel timer to Rav. Well, how does Shmuel explain the verse that Rav brought? He answers, they are witnesses in the future, they will shame those that serve them on the day of judgment. The Mishnah taught that we may not bless on the candle unless we can benefit from it. Rav Yehuda, b'shem Shmuel, Kadeshu Noshim Tavoy Sala'iway. Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said he must have enough light for women to be able to spin thread through his light. And Rav Yochanan, Kadeshu Tei Eino Roye Ma Bekoif Ma Bekara. Rav Yochanan said it must be enough for his eye to see what is in a cup or in a bowl. Amar Rav Chanina, Kadeshu Hei Yodel Havchim Ben Madbe and Madbea. Rav Chanina said it must be enough light to be able to distinguish between one coin and another. Tani Rav Yoshia, Afilu Triklin, Esar Lesem Avrochim. Rav Yoshia said, from Rabbi say, even if he's at the other end of a big room, 10 by 10 amos, and he cannot actually benefit from the light, we bless because if he would come close, he would be able to benefit. Rav Zeira, Makarav, Kamei, Betzina. Rav Zeira came close to the lamp in order to bless. Amulei Tamidov, Rabbi Ma'at, Machme Olenu, Ha Tani, Rabbi Hoshia, Afilu Triklin, Esalef, and Mavarchin. His student said, Rabbi, why are you studying with us? Rabbi Hoshia said, even in a big room of 10 by 10, we can bless. We come now to the next Mishnah. Misha Ocha, Beshachach, Leberech, Beshame, Oimim, Yachsel, Mekayim, Vivarech. Beis Shammai said if someone ate and forgot and did not bless Berachas HaMazon, he must return to his place and bless there. Beis Elaimim Yivarach B'Makom Shenitzka. Beis Hillel say he blesses in the place where he remembers. Rad Masai Mivarach Ad Kedei Shitzakel HaMazon Shmeyav. Until how long afterwards may he bless until the food is digested in his innards. The Gemara says of Yusta Barshunam Amar Trein Amoraim Chadam HaTamad Beis Shammai Chadam HaTamad Beis Hillel. Yusta Barshunam said there were two Amoraim, one gave the reasoning of Beis Shammai, and one gave the reasoning of Beis Hillel. Manda amatam de Beis Shammai, ilo shochach sham kis avonim tevois am hagolios, shem aloi hayachoyze, v'noite le kisoi, avhocho yachs al amakayim ubi yivarech. The one gave the reason of Beis Shammai said, if a person forgot a pouch of gems and pearls, would he not return to take his pouch? Uzehi shehishi needs to return and bless. Manda amatam de Beis Hillel, ilo shetei paila oise v'roish adekal oibasei chabor, shem matrichin yachsol amakayimai, the one who gave the reason of Beis Hillel said, if a worker was working on top of a date tree or in a pit, do we exert him to return to his place and bless? Rather, he blesses in the place he remembers. We'll say, even if it's not hard to return, he can bless in the place where he remembers. Ad masay mevarech, until when may he bless? V'chir b'shem of Shmuel, ad shi'sakel ha'mozim meyav, kos man shi'utzame machmas oifas suda, I should say. V'chir, quoting Shmuel, said, until the food is digested in his innards means as long as he is thirsty due to that meal. Rabbi Yochanan, Amma, Achirav, and Rechon says, until he becomes hungry. We come now to the next Mishnah. Balehem Yain Acha Mozon, Ve'in Sham Ela Oisa Kos. If wine was brought during the meal and there is enough only for one cup. Ve'shamay Imrim, Mevachal Yain, Ve'chakam Mevachal Mozon. Ve'shamay says, if he wants, he blesses on the wine and afterwards, Bechaz Mozon. They still say he blesses Berachas HaMazon and afterwards on the wine. Oin Amen Acha Yisor Mevarech. We answer Amen after Yisor's Bracha. Vein Oin Amen Acha Kusi Mevarech as Shiri Shemakala Bracha. We don't answer Amen to a Kusi's Bracha unless we heard the entire Bracha. The Gemara says Amen be Abba Alideshi Bracha Katana Shem Yishkach VeYishte. They should say that's in of that sentence in the Gitsa. But the Abba says, since it's a small bracha, perhaps he will forget and drink without a bracha. Ha'acher Yisrael oinim amen, afa pish v'lo shama. We can infer that we answer to a kusi's bracha only if we heard all of it, but however, we answer amen to Yisrael's bracha even if we did not hear all of it. Lo'ikein tani shama avle ana yatsa, ana v'lo shama le yatsa. The Gemara asked, did Baisa not teach that if one heard the entire bracha and he didn't answer, he fulfilled his obligation, but if he answered and didn't hear all of it, he was not yotze. Chibrei de Rav answered, this is when he did not eat a kazayis with them, he may answer, because he doesn't need to be yotze. The guest should not say, Tanya, Shama v'lei ana yatsa, ana v'lei shama la yatsa. The Baisa said, if he heard Halel and did not answer, he was yotze, he fulfilled his obligation. If he answered and didn't hear, he was not yotze. Rav b'shem Abba Barchana, v'istami amila Abba Barchana b'shem Rav, v'usha'ana v'ushay prokim. Rav quoting Rabbi Abba Bar Chana, and some say Abba Bar Chana quoting Rav, says This is if he answered the Rashi Prokim. Rabbi Zeira Bai, Hai Inin Rashi Prokim. Rabbi Zeira asked, what are Rashi Prokim? Halu Ka, Halu Abdi Hashem, Halu Eshem Hashem. The answer is they are Halu Ka, Halu Abdi Hashem, Halu Eshem Hashem. Baron claim Rabbi Chia Ba'aba Minayin Shem Shavuot on Yatsa. It was asked Rabbi Chia Ba'aba, what's the source that if he heard and didn't answer, he was still Yotze? Ama min madanan chami rabbanan rabbevaya abdinken yon kaimen b'sibur de'ilen amen den v'achabar v'in amen b'shem Hashem ve'ilen ve'ilen yotzen yidei chivosam. Rabbi Chia Ba'aba answered, we know this because we see great rabbanan who do so. They stand in the sibur and they say v'achabar and those say b'shem Hashem and both of them are yotze even though they did not say the entire verse. Tani Rabbi Oshia, Aina hu adam amen afil lo'achal ve'ina imen v'ach she'achanu m'shalai elem ken achal. Rosha said in the Baisa that one may answer Amen even if he did not eat, but he does not say Nevoch Shachan Mishalai unless he ate. Tani ein oine Amen, Yisayim Vole Amen Katufa Vole Amen Chatufa. The Baisa says one may not answer an orphaned Amen, a Katufa Amen, which way he interrupted in the middle, or a Chatufa Amen before the Nevoch finishes the Bocha. We have to explain though what is an Amen Yisayim. Benazi Aime Ha'oine Amen Yisayim, Yubanov. Yisaimim, Chatufa Yishatfu, Shnoisav, Katufa, Tekatev, Nishmasai, Arucha, Ma'arichin Loyam, Shnoisav, the Teva. Then, as I says, if one said an orphaned Amen, his children will be orphaned. If he says Chatufa Amen, his life will be Chatufa, which will end prematurely. If he says a Katufa Amen, his Nashama will be detached. If one prolongs saying Amen, his days and years will be lengthened for the good. Ezi Amen Yisaimim, what is an orphaned Amen? Amrufuna, then the chayev should say l'mivocha v'hu ana v'liyada lam hu ana. Ravuna answered is one who is obligated to bless, and he answered and doesn't know to what he answered. Tana goy shebirach es Hashem oina achrav amin. The writer teaches that if a non-Jewish Gentile blessed Hashem, one answers amin after him. Hamar Rabbi Tanchum in birach a goy ana achrav amin dechsev boch tiyem mikol amin. But Tanchum said if a Gentile blessed you, answer amin after him because the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Daled, blessed you shall be from all the nations. Goy echad poge esav yishmol, ubirchuv amalei, kva milasra amira. A certain Gentile encountered Rabbi Shmuel and blessed him, and he responded, your matter, what means what you deserve for this, is already written in the Torah, as the Gemara will soon bring, so I need not return a bracha, even though normally one must bless one who blesses him. Poge achrina vekiloi, Amalei kva milasra amira. Another Gentile encountered him and cursed him, and he responded, also, your matter is already written. Amalei tamida, Rebbe, kama da amat lahadein, amat lahadein. The student said to him, Rebbe, what you said to this one, you said to this one? How could you equate them? Amalei kein ksiv, oirecha oro umvorchecha baruch. Rabbi Shmuel said to his students, yes, because the Pasuk says, in Embracious Perek of Zayin Pasuk of Tes, those that curse you, I will curse, and those that bless you, I will bless. Had nalach perk elu dvarim.